Walker made his first of a half dozen campaign stops today at a Fitchburg plastics manufacturer. Speaking to reporters, Walker delivered what has been one of his closing arguments in this recall.
We want to make sure we get our voters out, and we want to make sure we make as many last-minute appeals to undecided voters that if they want to move on, if they want to move forward, we're the candidate. If they want to go back and rehash the whole debate all over again that we saw over the last year and a half, then they should vote for our opponent.
Walker said he expected a big turnout tomorrow with passions running high on both sides. The governor said he wasn't surprised that polls showed the race tightening and that he'd always expected a close vote. Walker was asked whether he'd prepared for the possibility of a recount.
No, I mean, in our case, we're focused on getting people to the polls, focusing on a way to win. For us, we've expected, particularly with polls like that, that's part of the trend. They tend to narrow at the end anyway.
Walker said he would win because people ultimately support the changes he made to collective bargaining and the money it saved local governments. Walker has two more stops still scheduled for tonight, one at a Green Bay distillery and the other at Milwaukee's Serb Hall. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Sean Johnson.